Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4940.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
Well, my uncle has always had a strong influence on me throughout my life. He's been like a father figure from the time I was born up until now, and he still remains a very strong influence. So I would have to say my uncle.
Okay. What do you aspire to be?
Well, I just began my career in law, in the legal field, after finishing law school, so I aspire to be a lawyer, waiting on my bar exam results at the moment, and hopefully be able to work in the district attorney's office one day.
Okay. How would you describe yourself as a human being?
Caring, outgoing, generous, very passionate, hard worker.
Okay. What types of things make you happy?
Making others happy, success, seeing that hard work pays off, things of that nature.
Okay, and what type of things make you sad?
Types of things that make me sad when I see others less fortunate, you know, homeless people, people suffering around me, especially friends and loved ones, family members, etc.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
Most admirable qualities a person can have, I'd have to say, is integrity and how they carry themselves behind the scenes when people aren't looking.
And what kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your potential offspring?
My parents, from a young age, taught me how to be independent and how to take care of myself. So that's definitely a trait I would pass on.
Okay. Tell me how you would like to spend how you like to spend time with your family.
Spending time with family. I don't have a large family, but we're not a small family either. So holiday get-togethers. You know, we just like to go out to eat, spend time together at my parents' house on a farm. Picnics, you know, watching TV, watching movies. I particularly like to spend time with my grandmother, who knows how much more time she'll have here, and I'm very close with her, so.
Okay. Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and why the gift was so special.
I'm not a very materialistic type of person, so whether or not this is a good answer, I just think the gift of life that my parents have given me. I try and not take anything for granted and live every day to the fullest.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
In my childhood growing up, I was fortunate enough to have been exposed to all different types of sports. So my parents had me, you know, trying everything. And I'm really glad that they did that because I got to see what types of sports I liked, and I think that helped me become the person I am as far as being a team player and things like that.
Okay. Do you have a favorite book?
Not particularly. I haven't been able to read for pleasure all that much in the past couple of years, being that I was in law school and that consumed most of my time. So if anything, I would have to say a childhood book, but nothing at the moment.
Okay. Let's see. Do you remember what the last book you read was?
Last book I read.
Even if it's.
Was. I believe last summer I read a book titled Freakonomics.
Okay. What about the last movie you saw?
Oh, geez. The last movie I saw. I'm not even sure. Sorry.
Okay. What type of sports do you like to watch?
I like to watch baseball, football, hockey.
Okay. And what do you do for fun? Like hobbies or just outside of
life? I think staying in shape and healthy is important, so I try and exercise at least every other day, if not every day, when I'm not at work, and that takes up most of my time right now. So I would say just staying in good physical shape.
Okay. Okay. And do you have any hobbies?
At the moment, I actually play on a rugby team. But other than that, nothing currently.
Okay. Would you consider yourself a creative person?
Yes.
Okay, and how do you express your creativity?
As far as creativity goes, I know just off the bat, first thing that comes to my mind is anytime holidays or a birthday comes up, I'm just very creative with gifts. I like to make something or do something very special for that person, so I know my gifts are very creative.
Okay. Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Nothing that comes to mind. I think someone told me Ricky Martin, but I don't know how much I believe them.
Okay. Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or dilemma you have faced, and its impact on you.
Risk that I've taken. I guess just pursuing my dreams as far as going off to college and then going to law school and supporting myself throughout the whole process and paying for my education. I guess that can always be risky, but I'm already seeing it start to pay off, so that's one thing I'm proud of,
yeah.
The risk I took, I guess.
Did you work while you were in school?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, okay. Let's see, choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
I would like to interview the current DA of our city here, just to see what he was like. As I mentioned before, my ultimate goal is to work in the district attorney's office, so that's one I can think of right now.
Okay. First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
First experience. I guess just being out on my own after graduating and starting to pay my own bills and take responsibility for myself 100%. Definitely a big transition, so that's what I would say for now.
Okay. Let's see. Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematical theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you?
Nothing in particular. I just think the exploration of space really fascinates me and the improvements in that regard.
Okay. Have you experienced a moment of epiphany as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to?
Well, when I went away to college, I was exposed to a lot more diversity going to school in a big city and coming from a smaller town in the suburbs. I didn't really grow up around much of that, so being exposed to different people from all walks of the world, I think that's one thing I could say.
Okay. Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Just helping people out. That's why I pursued becoming a lawyer. Just helping people out and making a difference in someone's life every day. That's one thing I try and do is every day just make a difference in someone's life, depending on, you know, whether or not it's small or a large difference.
Okay. And who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
Just anyone in my family or my girlfriend, like spending time together.
Okay. What is your approach to life?
Approach to life? I would say I'm a strong believer in karma and you know, I like to treat others the way I would want to be treated.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
Well, one thing that comes to mind is my first job. I was 14 years old, and I worked at a nursing home for 3 years. And whether or not it sounds rewarding, I kind of learned how to respect others and provide care for them. I worked as a dietary aide, so I guess some days it was the most exciting thing for the residents at the nursing home, and I tried to go out of my way to really treat them special. So,
Did you decide on like the menus or?
No, there was a set menu every day, but I went out of my way to remember certain things that each individual liked and just to, you know, extend extra special care.
Do you have a favorite actor?
I really like comedy, so maybe Jim Carrey.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
My favorite board game, actually still, is Scrabble.
Okay. What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
Well, in my undergraduate years, I was lucky enough to have a friend who was studying abroad, and I surprised him. He's one of my closest friends, so I surprised him and visited him for 10 days by myself, and we went backpacking in Europe, so I would say it's pretty spontaneous and crazy.
Nice.
I'm not really a crazy person. I like everything planned, so that was out of the ordinary.
Okay. What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
I'm not sure exactly, but I wish I could just somehow help people who are struggling financially and in terms of health. So I'm not sure exactly, but something along those lines.
All right. What is your favorite season and why?
My favorite season would have to be the fall. I just enjoy the temperature and how the leaves change, everything like that.
What would you say matters to you the most?
Happiness.
What is the funniest thing that ever happened to you?
A lot of funny things. I'm not too sure, but I know my parents forgot me at basketball camp one summer.
No.
So whether or not that's funny or not, I still don't let my mom forget that.
Were they picking up, like, brothers and sisters, too? Or
no, it was just me. I was the last one there.
Oh, okay.
And they got busy at the house with whatever else they were preoccupied doing, and they forgot me. So we can look back and laugh upon it now.
Yeah. Let's see. If you were a superhero, who would you be, and what would your power be?
I guess my favorite superhero is Superman. Just growing up, I enjoyed watching Superman movies and everything, so I would say Superman.
Okay. And if you could be invisible, where would you go and what would you do?
I guess if I could be invisible, I would just go somewhere where I could listen to what people say when I'm not around. I don't know where exactly, but I think that would be interesting.
Okay. Do you know how your ancestors came to this country?
At least my dad's side of the family is from Germany. Actually, all of them are. So my father came over here when he was very young, and his parents. And they came over to the States because my grandfather was in the Air Force. So that's what brought them to the country.
Okay. What qualities do you like best in yourself, and what do you like the least?
I consider myself very type A, so I, you know, like things a certain way. I kind of micromanage and like things to be done on my own, so I guess that's a good thing and a bad thing at times.
What made you choose law as your line of work?
Well, I grew up around law enforcement. My grandfather was a sheriff in our town, and my uncle was also in law enforcement. He started off as a police officer and eventually became a federal agent. So that's what interests me most, as far as I can remember back, and that's what I wanted to pursue, is some capacity of the law. And here I am, just graduating law school and becoming a lawyer, so.
So you didn't necessarily know you always wanted to be a lawyer, you just knew that you wanted to
Right. I considered FBI and other branches of the government, but law school was what I chose.
Okay. And what do you find most interesting about your work?
Right now I work in a civil law firm, and it's a predominantly personal injuries, so we help people who have very little and who have a lot at stake. So it really is rewarding to see if you know how you can change people's lives for the better.
Okay, and if you had to choose a different career, what would you be? Or if you could choose a different career?
I guess I would be a police officer or some other type of law enforcement.
Okay.
Or maybe a teacher even.
Okay. If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
10 years from now, I'd like to have settled down and own my own house, married with a few children of my own, with a steady career, and possibly opening up my own law firm at that point in time, 10 years from now.
Okay. And let's see. Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
I like thoughtful ideas, so maybe taking my girlfriend to one of her favorite restaurants and perhaps a show, something enjoyable like that. You know, nothing too crazy, outrageous, but just something more thoughtful and low-key.
So you guys like to go to the theater or like a movie or...
Yeah, she likes to go to see plays and such.
Okay. What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Someone who's caring and independent as well. You know, someone who has their own career, and I guess someone who is also type A.
All right. What is the nicest thing you could do for a significant other?
I think just the little things that you can do every day. So not so much something out of the ordinary, but just thoughtful things like sending flowers for no reason, or if they're having a bad day, try and cheer them up with something that they like.
All right, so why did you decide to participate in the donor program?
Well, I had been considering it now for several years, and I finally moved forward with it recently over the past few months because, like I mentioned earlier, I want to be able to make a difference in people's lives and people who, you know, want to have children and can't do so themselves. So hopefully I can contribute in one way or another and make that happen for others.
Okay. And is there any message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
I would just like to say I hope I can make a difference and create happiness, even if it's just one person out there, just to make a difference and go forth and prosper.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4940.